This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Apugapa. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reached Moscow this evening on a three-day official visit to Russia and Austria. He received a guard of honor at Moscow airport. PM Modi was received by the first Deputy Prime Minister of Russia, Denis Manturov. During the 22nd annual summit between India and Russia tomorrow, PM Modi and Russian President Vladimir Putin will review the whole range of bilateral issues, including defense, trade linkages, investment ties, energy cooperation, education, culture, and people-to-people exchanges. They will also share perspectives on regional and global developments of mutual interest. Both leaders will also assess the status of bilateral engagements in groupings such as BRICS, Shanghai Cooperation Organization, G20 East Asia Summit, and the UN. Russian President hosted a private dinner for the Prime Minister this evening. PM will interact with the Indian community in Russia tomorrow, and in the second leg of his two-nation tour, Prime Minister will be visiting Austria the same day. The Supreme Court has asked the Center and National Testing Agency, NTA, to file a report before it on the NEET UG paper leak case. The top court has also directed the CBI to file a status report on its investigation into the case so far. The apex court has asked the NTA, Center and the CBI to submit their reports before it by 5 p.m. on Wednesday. A bench comprising Chief Justice D.Y. Chandrachur, Justice J.P. Pardiwala and Justice Manoj Mishra was hearing a batch of pleas related to the NEET UG exam, including those alleging irregularities and malpractices in the medical test and seeking a direction to conduct it afresh. The Chief Justice of India said that the fact that the sanctity of the exam is compromised is beyond question. He said, however, before ordering a retest, the extent of the leak needs to be known. The top court stated that cancellation of the exam is the extreme last resort. The matter is now listed for hearing on Thursday. Union Power Minister Manohar Lal Khattar reached Itanagar today for a comprehensive review meeting after assuming office, accompanied by Pankaj Agarwal, IAS Secretary to Power Government of India. In a social media post, Chief Minister Pema Khandu said that the Union Minister had an in-depth discussion on the current status of hydropower projects in Arunachal Pradesh, along with review of the comprehensive scheme of transmission and distribution, as well as the revamped distribution sector scheme. Deputy Chief Minister Chawla Main, in his social media post, said that the state government is focusing on advancing the power infrastructure of the state and unlocking the hydropower potential will facilitate an annual revenue generation of 10,000 crore rupees approximately upon completion. Earlier, the union minister had called on Governor Kethi Parnaik at Raj Bhavan, Itanagar. They discussed harnessing the vast hydropower potential in the state and urban amenities. The governor said that the development of hydropower in Arunachal Pradesh offers a promising opportunity to contribute to India's renewable energy goals and enhance the state's economic development for a state. The union minister assured the governor to provide all necessary assistance for the state of Arunachal Pradesh from his ministries. Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal arrived in Itanagar today for a review meeting with the officials of state government and other stakeholders of industrial sectors today. Chief Minister Pema Khandu and Deputy Chief Minister Chawla Main welcomed the Union Minister at the State Civil Secretariat, Itanagar. Rain triggered landslides and flash floods continued to snap surface communication in several districts. The Tezu Hayuliang Road remains blocked at Mompani area, while landslides blocked the Dari Chambang and the Palin Taraklengdi via Langdang village PMGSY road in Karadadi district. NH513 also remained blocked at Gaying in East Siang district, said the State Disaster Management Department in its Delhi situation report on Sunday. Sources also said that three circles of Kurunkume district, Damin, Parsipalo and Panyasang, are reportedly cut off from the rest of the state. Urging the center to understand the position of Mizoram in giving shelter to Zo communities from neighboring Bangladesh, Chief Minister Lal Duhoma has told Prime Minister Narendra Modi that his government would not be able to push them back. That's all on this news bulletin. Namaskar.